Testing for COVID-19 may not be as popular as it was at the height of the pandemic, but the Biden administration is trying to get schools back into it. Today, federal health officials announced schools across the country will soon be able to order rapid tests for free. NPR's Will Stone has more.
Millions of rapid tests are expected to flow from the federal stockpile to school districts starting next month. Don O'Connell leads the Administration for Strategic Preparedness and Response, which is spearheading the new testing initiative with schools.
We really would like to see these tests move into communities, especially as we hit this fall and winter season, where if passed as prologue, we've seen the potential for increased cases.
In fact, emergency department visits and wastewater data indicate that COVID cases are already climbing in the U.S. Any of the 19,000 school districts in the country will be able to order free tests. O'Connell says they believe there's still plenty of interest in doing testing at schools. They'll let each district decide on its own how to use the tests and who gets them.
I can imagine a situation where a student in one of the classes has COVID and a teacher sends everybody home with a COVID test in their backpack.
The federal government is trying to make rapid tests more widely available heading into the winter. About 4 million tests are being delivered to long-term care facilities, community health centers, and food banks each week. Each U.S. household can also now order 4 free tests at home by going to covid.gov/tests.
We don't want anyone's ability to pay for the test to be an obstacle. We want to make sure people have access to what they need.
The virus continues to evolve and spin off new variants, but Nate Hafer says these rapid tests are still holding up well.
While the testing continues to show that these tests are able to detect the variants that are circulating out in the world today.
Hafer is an associate professor of molecular medicine at UMass Chan Medical School. He says, remember, the tests work best when people already have symptoms. And even if someone is infected, it may not pick that up early in the infection. So when in doubt, test again.
Testing multiple times is really the best way to be most sure.
The free tests will be available for school districts to order starting early next month. Will Stone, NPR News.